Most developers, when they first build a chart for the web, write code that says, draw a rectangle here, color it blue, move it 40 pixels to the right. That is imperative thinking. It works. But it also means your code is describing a physical act of painting, rather than a logical idea about data. Vega 3.0 breaks that habit entirely. It is a declarative visualization grammar, which means you describe what a visualization should contain, not how to physically render it. A Vega visualization is specified as a single JSON object. Inside that object, you declare your data, your marks, your scales, your axes, your legends, your signals, and your interaction event streams. The runtime figures out the rest. Now, to understand why that matters, think of the difference between a recipe and a meal order. A chef writing a recipe specifies every step. Heat the pan, add oil, wait 30 seconds. A diner ordering a meal says, I want the salmon medium with lemon. The diner is operating at a higher level of abstraction. Vega puts you in the diner's seat. You tell the system what the visualization represents. Scales in Vega map data values to visual properties like position, color, and size. Axes visualize the spatial mappings those scales produce. Legends handle color, shape, and size mappings for the reader's reference. You declare these relationships. Vega's JavaScript runtime then passes your JSON specification into descriptions of data flow operators and builds the actual output. That output is called a Vega view, and it can render as either HTML5 canvas or SVG depending on your needs. The key idea here is that this separation of concerns is not just a convenience. It is an architectural leap. Scott, consider what happens when your data changes. In imperative code, you often have to manually re-trigger every drawing command. In Vega, the runtime is backed by a reactive data flow graph. When data or user input changes, dependent visualization elements update automatically. Signals are the mechanism that makes this possible. A signal is a dynamic variable that can process user input and drive updates across the entire visualization. Event streams specify which user or system events trigger those signals. For example, a mouse click can fire an event stream, update a signal, and cause a filtered subset of data to appear, all without you writing a single imperative update loop. That is reactive architecture expressed as a grammar. Vega also handles the full data pipeline, not just the visual layer. Specifications can include data loading and data passing instructions. Vega provides transforms for filtering, sorting, aggregation, and layout operations. It even includes cartographic projections for mapping longitude and latitude data onto geographic visualizations. Expressions let you write custom calculations over data and signals. The takeaway is that a single JSON document can encode an entire analytical workflow, from raw data ingestion to interactive output. Built on top of Vega, Vega Lite operates as a higher-level grammar that generates complete Vega specifications automatically. Vega Lite received the 2017 ITOHELV InfoViz Best Paper Award, which signals the research community's recognition that this layered approach to visualization grammar is genuinely significant. Scott, Vega Lite handles interaction through selections, which define event processing, points of interest, and inclusion predicates, and its compiler generates the underlying data flow logic from a concise spec. Vega is the expressive lower-level language. Vega Lite is the faster path for common patterns. They are designed to coexist. The real shift Vega 3.0 represents is cognitive, not just technical. When you write imperative drawing code, your mental model is a canvas. When you write a Vega specification, your mental model is a logical structure. Data mapped to marks, marks governed by scales, scales explained by axes. That structure is inspectable, shareable, and composable in ways that raw drawing code simply is not. Vega documentation for version 3.0 and later explicitly frames it as a lower level but expressive language for defining visualization structure and behavior. That phrase, structure and behavior, is the whole point. A chart is not a picture. It is an argument about data, rendered visually. Vega gives that argument a formal grammar. And once you have a grammar, you have a language. Once you have a language, you can think in it, not just draw with it. That is what Vega 3.0 really means.